It is Friday morning in March 1954, and 6-year-old Eileen Greenberg is standing in a long and winding line in the gym of elementary school PS 59 at Reisterstown Road and Keyworth Avenue. She is not in the gym to play games. She is waiting her turn to make her weekly deposit into the school's bank, operating in the Baltimore City Public Schools by the Savings Bank of Baltimore. When Eileen gets to the head of the line, she finds two or three students busy accepting pennies and nickels, dimes and quarters, and receipting them in what used to be known as a bank book. It is bank day in the Baltimore City Elementary Schools. The program was started in 1924. The charter read, quote, to teach thrift and the value of money to our young people, end quote. Dr. David Wegelein, school superintendent in those years, observed, quote, the success of the program exceeds our expectation. In 1925, the total deposits were $7,000. In 1927, the amount had mushroomed to $86,000, and in 1931 to $96,000. And during the deepest part of the Depression, the kids continued to bring their nickels and dimes to the school bank, sending the total to over $150,000. In 1960, when the program was disbanded, the total was in excess of $3 million, and more than 50% of the elementary schools were participating, exceeding our expectation. In 1972, Eileen, now Eileen Greenberg Lesser, recalled, quote, those savings in my school bank account led me through the years within the school and later outside of school to accumulate $3,000, and so I went out and with that money bought a brand new 1972 Pontiac Grand Prix, end quote. Dr. Wegelein said that the Baltimore City Public School program exceeded his expectation. From that same modest school bank program, Miss Eileen Greenberg Lesser got a Pontiac Grand Prix, no doubt exceeding hers.